Episode 16, Underground Espionage. How is it going,
Sweet
Tara?
16. It's going great. It's great. I'm having a wonderful day.
Yes, it has been a packed day. Feeling good. Have had a good couple days. Still just living in the world of Showgirls. Just still talking about it. Mm-hmm. Still loving it.
Yeah.
And as promised, we are diving into summer today with Summer Camp Girls, classic 1983 porn. So good. Excited to talk about it.
Yeah, and I was just, it's so funny, like all the things I was thinking about camp have flown out of my head. Yeah. Like last week, I actually remembered the name of my camp that I went to.
Crazy.
And now I don't. Now I only have Camp Arawak in my mind.
Yeah,
I can't think of another one.
Camp Rolling Meadows.
Yeah, Camp Crystal Lake, like all the best camps.
Camp Quim.
Yeah. Oh, I would have loved to have gone to Camp Quim.
Yeah.
I went to, I went to Conservation. And everybody, hello, nice to be here with you. I went to Conservation Camp, which was actually, I think it's probably a more fun version of camp because we shot guns.
That sounds cool.
Shot.
Was it in Kentucky?
Yeah. So this is it taught you how to appreciate nature. And there were different, like, badges that you could earn, and one was marksmanship with the rifle, marksmanship with the pistol, marksmanship with casting a fishing rod, which I got like the best score.
Oh, nice.
On the fishing test.
Nice.
Then there was archery, which terrible. Archery is like the great leveler, and like people think it's like romantic and fun to do archery, but that shit is so hard to do, especially on a shit bow that's not yours. It's not a compound
bow. Never done it.
It's trash. It's hard to do. Like, you really have to have a good piece of equipment and practice a long time. Hey, kudos to Gina Davis for making the Olympic team way back when, because that shit is hard.
Or
I think only three people, like, the reward for each one was, like, if you were good at doing archery, you got to go on an actual archery hunt where you went out into the woods to shoot at fake animals.
I mean, to me, the greatest archer of all time, though, is, of course, Angela. I mean, she
shot
right through. I
know. Every time I'm like, God damn it, Angela's good.
Right through Mel's neck.
Yeah, so we shot guns. We shot rifles. We shot pistols. We caught fish. We shot things with bows and arrows. We built fires. We burned a lot of stuff. Dug a bunch of holes.
I mean, that's cool. I never did go to camp. We were just such a not outdoorsy family, and I know I think just growing up in the South, you're just in general there's a more outdoorsness, like even if you're not
my
an
family, like
out,
I'm not an out I'm
yeah
not,
but I,
you know
I just feel like you're
type of
more
gal, but I am
you're just outdoors adjacent more when you're growing up in the South. Would I
yeah it's like when you like do like go camping, I'm like, well, yeah, I mean, you know, everyone's kind of camping adjacent at times, I guess. I don't know. That's a shitty way to put it. But yes, you're just involved in the outdoors more. So I guess you don't really think about it. You don't think of yourself as doing that because it's just part of life. You know what I mean? Like, yes, I rode horses and muck stalls and was around every sort of animal. You know, I'm very chatty now because, listen, everyone.
I am feeling it. Like, you know, it's a good thing you're chatty, Tara, because we're recording a podcast.
Oh, that's
so
good.
So I think
well,
you should
I'm
be
turning
chatty.
Up the wind. The wonderful
that's definitely
fan.
Picking
that's
up.
That's too much. Okay. I'll turn it back down. Okay, turn it back down.
It's cool.
Well, listen.
I don't mind.
We're recording this later than we normally would, and then we watch Summer Camp Girls, and I couldn't watch Summer Camp Girls without having a glass of wine.
You're killing it.
To two glasses of Carmenere, and prior to watching Summer Camp Girls,
this is all happening in the same day. We watched the movie and recording in the same day. But we had a full day. Tara, let's just give it a break.
And Mike, you got all of the newsletters prepared for initiation services.
New release coming out very soon. Newsletter being sent out this week. And the release does have relation to this movie. So heads up for that. I mean,
are you going to spill the beans?
Well, I mean, yeah, sure. For any Underground Espionage listeners, it is going to be the deluxe and expanded version of the Richard Ramirez eroticism split anal summer. So a couple years ago, Deadline returned with new releases with the Ramirez eroticism anal summer split cassette.
It's a great way to beat the heat.
It is, and it's out of print. And so Tara had the idea, said, why don't we do a do it on CD, real pro CD. As I realize, you do have to say people get, I you
yeah,
know CDRs.
Are, CDRs.
No.
Yeah. No.
Initiation services. If you see the term CD, know that it is a professional CD.
Hey, full disclosure, I wouldn't know how to burn a CDR. I legitimately would have no clue how to.
So
do
it
that.
Is expanded. It's 15 extra minutes from both. 15 extra minutes from Ramirez one track, and Tara did two extra tracks of eroticism. So 6 tracks in total, over an hour, right over an hour. I think it's 61 minutes. Full CD, new artwork. Really excited. Tara found an incredible piece of art for the cover, as well as some
I'm
of
pretty
the
thrilled
inserts.
About this.
So, and astute underground espionage listeners, initiation services listeners, eroticism listeners, and summer camp girl watchers will find the relation, not only in just that it is anal summer, there is related to this movie. In
if your ears perk up when you're hearing the release, there
That's
may
right.
be a reason why.
That's
if you
right.
have seen Summer Camp Girls, so that is
so
one
that,
thing that
so
happened
been
today.
Been working on that today, and we it's actually been a really full day, and I feel like it's going to continue even.
And this
after
morning,
recording.
I woke up and was like, "Let me retile the bathroom floor." So that is what I did. In my head, I was calling myself a peel and stick princess all morning. I was like, oh, you're a peel and stick princess, as I was peeling and sticking. But, you know, we live in a one bedroom Hollywood apartment.
As we've mentioned many times.
In a place that, like, it is the type of place that where fixes aren't done properly. And, you know, probably when they're getting apartments ready for the next people, just depending on the mood, things are done really well or poorly. Because we've seen some of the neighboring apartments done really, really well. And ours generally is not the case. Like when we moved in, we did not have hot water. We only had hot water in the kitchen. So you would scald your hands every time you washed. And then every now and then the faucet would come flying off. So we have gotten all of that fixed. I replaced the shower head. We installed a bidet. So I thought the thing, after getting so excited about these gorgeous end tables and being like really into that like perfect decor, why not use an unhinged pink and gold tile pattern for the bathroom
it's
floor?
It's incredible. And yeah, you know, Gray has always said that any place we live, we make it our own. And this, again, we really do love our place. And
I
we
love
really
this place.
Love how much
we
make
Look,
it.
Look, if we have more space, we just fill up crap. We know that. We've done this.
So even the strangeness of some of the fixes, we've made them our own and yes. enjoy everything. So I really feel in the past few weeks, we've really upped
the ante. Yeah, yeah. But well, the bathroom floor was always weird for me because I know why after retiling it, none of the lines were perpendicular, like the wall, the tub, and then I realized why, because the walls are not perpendicular. Like this place is not straight. Like I'm glad it is because it's like wet plaster and it's soundproof and you really don't hear anybody else. And it's
we sure hope they don't hear us.
Dear Lord, for their sake, I know they would be, well, I don't know, maybe, you know, give them a little thrill, like, maybe they love it, I love
yeah,
it.
Yeah, give them a little thrill.
But forever, like, you just noticed that the terrible brown linoleum in there was just, like, terribly off-kilter, and now I know why. I tried to fake the tile into making it look straight, but I truly couldn't do it. When you really look, you can tell that the walls are weird.
It looks really great in there, Tara.
Thank you.
It's been a great day. So, yeah, while you were tiling, I was newslettering. And then we fixed our bedroom air conditioning. It's been a full day here.
That's right. We cleaned the air conditioner. What a day. Yeah, I had to open everything up and inspect for bird. What a wonderful cap to the day to discuss Summer Camp Girls from 1983, because, you know, after you've knocked a lot of things off your list. Oh, and we also paid our registration for our car.
You're really
like,
everyone...
I'm like patting myself on the back for that. Like all this shit that
you're
like,
we deserve
off.
A treat.
Well, clearly I gave myself a treat already. I just had a nice wedge salad. That was fantastic.
I got to say, that was really good.
I was worried that you would be really jealous of my wedge because I didn't make you a wedge. But You liked yours?
We ate separately. We had, in a rare move.
We had two different things. You already had a dinner planned, and then I was just going to wedge salad.
It's very rare that we do different things when we're at home, but we did tonight. But honestly, I'm a little jealous
of yours.
Full
disclosure, we're going to make a wedge after we record and eat more wedge salad, because I have a feeling that there's, like, no cap on iceberg. Like, I don't mean iceberg is cap, but I mean, like, or that's not cap, but I mean, you can continue to eat wedge salads as much as you want.
Right.
Iceberg's not like something that's really going to do anything. Unlike that person who tried to convince me that I would die if I ate too much watermelon, which is bullshit.
So it's been a full, very productive day. It's been 2 weeks in a row for this third week. Don't have a drunken antic story to relay. So apologies for that.
Well, maybe I'll. You know what?
Maybe it's happening right now.
I do have some sparkling wine in the kitchen. I could open some up and I could be the drunken antics.
Maybe it's happening
currently right now. Yeah, it might be unfolding before your very ears. Well, here's the thing about Summer Camp Girls, Mike, that I think that we didn't remember in watching it today, this afternoon, after we needed to like record this because we have plans later in the week and we really want to make sure that we are on schedule on time. And that is
absolutely
that this movie, this film makes you horny. And it's hard to not like want to like bang after you've watched Summer Camp Girls.
But what's great is you just can.
You can, but sometimes you need to record a podcast.
Well,
so
you know.
Can't. So you can't.
So
you
just
need
trying
to focus.
Just trying to finish this up real quick. So Summer Camp Girls, great movie. End of the podcast.
That's all you need to know. Go check it out. It's like a short underground.
She's like, all right.
And that's all you need to know about it.
Let's go.
But it is like, you know, we've discussed in other times when you have the films from the 70s, 80s that have a lot of plot, frequently the sex scenes are cut shorter or, you know, maybe gloss over things.
A lot of the ones we've done here for the podcast have been either some of the scenes have been
truncated
or strange, like in Roommates. And
yes.
Like, and they're,
yes.
There's all these other qualities.
Yeah.
To
yep.
them, Pandora's Mirror, mm-hmm. etc.
They're pushing the plot along.
Yeah, whereas
this
one, as far as the movies we've covered here, the scenes are definitely just like, oh yeah, like,
they're longer.
Yeah, and they're more involved.
They're
like,
very
yep.
They're very titillating.
And it really does include one of what I have to consider, and I assume you consider, one of the greatest scenes from the 80s era, which is the cover 100%. Scene, which is the cover scene,
100%.
And it is just like, so yeah, let's get this moving, Tara.
Hey.
Let's get this wrapped up.
A remarkable thing too is the soundtrack, which again, like some of these film porns have soundtracks that are unhinged because it'll just be like quirky happy songs during sad parts or just something that's just totally out of the mood. I would say this one's just right in the pocket of being odd, but
yeah.
Not it doesn't take you out of the moment, but I was like this entire time I've been thinking like I don't know the word for ding 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 ding. That's all like that plays a lot. Is that doo-wop? What's doo-wop? I don't know what doo-wop is.
Yeah,
doo-wop when guys are like hey, like I don't know.
I'm not sure.
How do you do doo-wop? Is that when like barbershop boys sing songs?
In my mind, yeah.
Yeah.
In my mind, yeah.
But then wouldn't that just be barbershop?
Yeah, maybe. I mean, it kind of is 80s, 50s ish, I guess.
It's very 80s, 50s, yeah.
The theme song, Cherry Pie, great opening song.
It's really good.
But yeah, right. So, like, some, especially like with ones we've done, you know, so far on Underground Espionage, you know, you have something like Roommates with the great kind of smooth rock,
Yeah, but also Roommates did some like analog synth, or I don't know if it's analog, but synth is involved.
Yeah,
There's
and then of course like
music involved.
Pandora's Mirror, Neon
mm-hmm.
Nights. So
yeah.
So this one has, again, just I would
electronic. However,
yeah.
it does have it. It's campy in this camp film.
Yeah, and I think that's the thing is this movie is just a lot of fun, and right away, I mean, the cover immediately is just for us. It sums up what we want in this era of porn, and you'll see it. You'll see the cover on your. My phone doesn't have the thing where it does it just shows like the underground espionage, like Square doesn't show the picture.
Oh, yours, that's right. You don't do the update. I'm an updater.
So if
I
yours
know.
Does show the picture, you'll see the cover. Or of course, if you look,
you
at
know our, me, our, a bastion of technology. Yeah. I must have the updates.
So, but and again, even just the name Summer Camp Girls, you just know you're in for a fun one. So
yeah,
Tara,
and the oh, go ahead.
Oh, I was just gonna say, what is the plot of this movie? Because there is a plot,
it's
and there
wonderful.
Is really
it's a simple,
there's a
beautiful and simple plot,
and there is also. A great, wonderful character development that goes through the movie. So Tara,
oh, you're saying that there is like a driving plot, and somebody like learns a lesson and develops
I would
a
say,
human and becomes a better person in the end through this film.
I would say.
Did
so.
You learn a lesson through this? We can discuss
yes.
at the end. Okay, so the premise is that there is a camp called Camp Quim. That is very expensive, where rich parents can send their delinquent daughters to keep them out of trouble for the summer. And generally, you're sent to Camp Quim if you just want to bang a lot. And it's all girls,
yep.
So it's supposed to keep them out of trouble.
Yes,
much like in Bloody Moon, when you have a camp
yes.
for all girls, the only thing on their mind is going to be where are the dudes that we can bang.
That's
they
right.
want to get into some shenanigans. They want to get into some trouble. My camp, however, it was co-ed, Mike, so we didn't have to go seeking out counselors or bars or weird Lenny and Squiggy style bikers or, you know, doing frolic in disgusting hay-ridden barns.
Hey.
But we didn't have to do any of that. But this place, so... Right away, you know where the dudes are, right? It's
yeah.
it's going to be the camp counselor who's a man.
You got Paul Anderson. You got Herschel
local
Savage.
Local bikers, yeah.
And really, the female stars of this film really being Joanna Storm, Danielle, and Shauna Grant. There's a lot of chicks in this movie, and they're all great, but those, I would say, the three...
Mm-hmm.
Those are the three big stars of this movie. And
the main protagonist.
Joanna Storm and Danielle really bringing in the greatest performances here. Would you not agree, Tara?
No arguments here. I mean, like, truly their enthusiasm, their joy. Like, they're fun. I think what's notable about Summer Camp Girls are their personalities shine through.
Really, really, yes.
But truly.
No,
like,
I'm
it's,
saying
it's
really.
Fun.
I
like,
agree.
Like, you have things that take... you know, sex seriously, and then you have other things that make it fun, and this is truly fun. Like
is a really fun
it's
one.
Campy, it's well, and I love the script. Am I gonna say the script?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I really I enjoy the script.
Well, Tara, let's get
things
into
such
it.
As I like my dick wet. Oh, cool it off, it's too hot. Sit still, bitch. Things such as this. I was just looking for the things I wrote down first, and those are the ones that I came up with. But I do want to know, we start off, I was right last week when I said that visually in my mind, this is more similar to Sleepaway Camp.
Totally.
It really is. The cabins, the everything, even the way that it's shot, the colors and the outfits are very similar to things.
It really looks like Sleepaway
like
Camp.
Like Judy
camp.
Would wear half of this shit.
Like, I wonder, I bet this... Well, I bet
Let's
this
not
was
make any
probably
bets.
Filmed. No, I'm saying I bet this was filmed in the East Coast. I bet this is New York, actually. Like
there
like,
was something that made me think it was West Coast. Oh, I saw a giant jade plant.
Oh, maybe
there
it
was
is.
A giant. You don't get those on the East Coast. Maybe if there's a huge jade plant,
because I don't.
Be out
and
here.
It's not that they didn't film stuff in mm-hmm. L.A., but it was illegal. They still did film stuff in L.A., mm-hmm. but I'm not sure exactly when it became. Fine to do that, and you could do it a little more easily.
Yeah, everybody's very sweaty in this film, yeah. So I think it's authentically summer or yeah. authentically warm outside. But and another thing that I enjoy, so our I was calling them Lenny and Squiggy in my head,
yeah.
but it's
JD and Animal.
JD and Animal.
Let's
and,
get it. Let's
and
get
truly,
it.
Like JD is the one that we see change. He starts off as just a borderline abusive boyfriend who's
he's
trying to ball every girl in the camp.
You know,
let's call it what it is.
Well, he's wearing a shirt that says, give me head till I'm dead.
And that's what I want to talk about. Give me head till I'm dead. And, you know, as youths, we did admire
what are you looking
styles.
At? What are you looking at, Dick Nose? That's what I
what
thought
you,
of too.
What are you looking at, Dick Nose? And the other one that just said, eat shit. And I did make Give Me Head Till I'm Dead, and Eat Shit as t-shirts. Do you remember?
Yeah.
We used to wear them a lot. It was great. Love that t-shirt. Fantastic with the iron-on letters. But what are you looking at, Dick Nose? Eat Shit and Give Me Head Till I'm Dead. And then Bikers Get More Head is one of the ones.
Oh, yeah, Harley Riders.
Harley Riders, yeah. Get
great
More
shirts
Head.
In this.
Really, really great shirts.
But Terry, you say JD's kind of, you know, he's kind of gruff, you know. He basically, you know, Clara, or is it Clara? Clara, his lady comes in.
Carla. I was struggling to keep up there. Now, Carla, I had to look up because I was like, in my mind, Carla was annoying. Her part was written as being like a nag and being annoying and being very suspicious and not wanting JD to bang anybody. And I can appreciate that she was doing her part really well because she was super annoying. And you would be like, eh. Yeah.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
So I looked her up, and her name's Tara Eyre.
Yes.
And also, her face is the type of face where I'm like, she's probably not that cute in her 20s, but by the time she's 40, she's going to be hot. And I was right. She looks great.
But that's what I'm saying, Tara. Can you blame JD necessarily? I mean, she kind of causes him to get aggravated, is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah,
she
brings it on
herself. Would you agree with that?
Well, you know... Not, I mean, I think that he welcomes the attention, Mike. She's begging him to be her boyfriend, and I think that he's, like, just really into the attention more than he's into her. And I think that maybe if he really looked inside of himself, he would see that that's not fair to either one of them, and they both deserve more. Like, maybe somebody who could compliment them a little better and bring out the best in each other instead of bringing out the worst in each other, which both of them become nags.
I wonder if that's going to happen. Well, this scene, I say they bring out the best in each other in this first scene because it is...
Oh, it's great.
It's great. It's great. It is like a wild one. It's a rough one, and it's a good time. It's dirty. It's very dirty.
It's
They're in
filthy.
A dirty
It's so sweaty.
Workroom.
Yeah. Yeah. They're banging in like an old shed. Which is great.
Yeah.
And an old
biker's really
den.
Dirty. You can see the sweat. You can see the dirt. You can see the sweat, and I'm here for it.
And I do
and that's where some of those
and
first
I like
quotes
her,
came from.
And I love Herschel Savage's like again, this It being 83, this is not like a funky nipple, questionable body hair
situation.
Everyone's
looking good.
Everybody looks great. It reminded me of my mama when she told me when I was of the age to start shaving my legs. And she was like, you know, a classy lady never shaves above her knees. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
So she was like, don't ever shave above your knees. And I was like, well, what will happen if I shave above your knees? And she's like, men will get the wrong idea. And you're going to look like a gorilla if it ever grows back.
That's insane.
So, Mike, what do you think? I get heads up. I shave above my knees.
I mean, I think that you should do that. And I like that you do. Back in the world of summer camp. Camp Quim. And we do right away. But even before that scene, we do meet Tammy and Susie, the two blondes who are just constantly trying to bang the head counselor.
Oh yeah, Joanna Storm and Danielle.
So
and
great.
They let me see here. I wrote it down. What did they say? I wrote this down wrong. If we don't, what are you going to do? Stick us up with your hot dog?
Oh yeah, so
like,
that's
what
when
did they say?
That's when they're tormenting him in the like the commissary or whatever, and they're like, we're hungry. Then they're like, they keep just trying to rip his clothes off, and they start
tricking him into taking his pants off. They like hold a hot dog and then trick him and pull his pants off.
And the best is Danielle's like, she's like, oh, I hurt myself. Go, what happened? And then she grabs his hand and puts it in her pussy. Like, it hurts here.
Right here. And then the other one takes their top off.
Their energy is just so amazing.
Yes.
The entire movie, and they just have this incredible chemistry. They're so funny. Oh yeah, like,
and they're just tormenting him and just being like, come on, let's go, what are you gonna do? And then he keeps saying, I'll lose my job.
Yeah. And Joanna Storm is great. You know, she led a pretty crazy life.
Oh my lord.
We're gonna give background on Joanna Storm, Danielle, and Shauna Grant throughout this episode, but I think now's a good time to talk about Joanna Storm.
I agree.
And yeah, she like was literally had a crazy life, lived in foster homes,
passed
around different homes throughout like her whole life. She sold drugs. She she wait, what was it? This is a great one. She she transported machine guns across the Mexican border. Like, yes. What? And this is all like when she's like a teenager.
Yes.
This is like pre-porn. Well,
because they are young in this. Like, I feel like they're all 18 because they had to be young because Shauna Grant died when she was 20. So that's like a couple years after this. So they have to be
it's a year after this.
They look like they're 18.
Yeah, they're very young. And she, Joanna even married a 17-year-old when she was 15. And then her husband got arrested and sent to prison.
Oh.
So, so then she moved to Wyoming. She was a bartender. She moved to Texas. She was like literally went everywhere and like lived all over.
She was probably a bartender because at that time the drinking age was 18. Because I remember my aunt lived in like Texas and some other states in the South when the drinking age was 18. Like it was in, you know, it wasn't that long ago.
Yeah. And so, you know, she just had this crazy life already before porn. And then she did porn and like she really dug it. She had a great attitude and you know, when she looks back on it, she says she had no regrets. She said, no regrets, no sorrows, baby. My life was so extreme. It's very hard for a normal family person to even relate to. Some of it was very rough, but I'm still alive. And she says she never felt dirty doing it. And she said, in fact, when I walked on Broadway and saw my name in lights at three different theaters, it was like being a movie star. The only difference is I took my clothes off and I actually had intercourse on film. And the premieres were fun. And I walked the red carpet and I was always in limousines. So like she just like loved it. And you can just tell her performances. She gives like she has a lot of fun. She goes for it. She really gets into it. And I'm really excited.
I think when Paul Thomas says you talk too much, he meant it.
Definitely. And if maybe the next porn we do or one of ones we do soon is going to be Firestorm, where Joanna Storm plays a blind woman, and it's amazing.
I don't think I've seen that.
I can't remember if she's blind and deaf. I do think you have seen it, and you're not remembering it, but also really? Sometimes we just put things on when we're working on stuff.
That's true.
Especially when we're working on initiation services stuff to keep the vibe. So when we do just mail throw order things on. Yeah. Or assembly, we put on porn just to keep the atmosphere. So that if it's not the next one we do, it'll be one of the next ones. But she's just so great, and her in this movie, like, every line of dialogue she has is just pure gold, the whole movie.
How? But I feel like I would remember. I love Joanna Storm. Like, how could I not? It, you know, it's one of those things where, as we discuss Shauna Grant, like, I do feel like people's personalities, especially in pornography, translate to the screen.
Definitely.
You know what I mean? Like, it's really hard
I think you can tell when someone's really fun.
Yeah, I think it's really hard to pretend to be fun and not be fun. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. And especially, like, when you're having sex. Like, I think that's kind of, like, part of it. And absolutely Joanna Storm. And Danielle, too. I can't believe her name's just Danielle, and I don't know much about her. She's been in a lot of things.
We have one or two things with her in
it. Her cadence just kills me. She talks like this.
We need more movies with her. Yeah. I'm very excited to do some a deep dive research on Danielle.
I would love to do a deep dive research on her.
Really excited.
If anybody, look, we're going to take a on Tara's Roadside Attractions. Anybody's a Busby Berkeley fan here and you enjoy the sequence Hi-Ho, the Gang's All Here, then you will also enjoy Danielle because she's just like the chick that goes, "Let's have beer."
Totally.
You know, and totally. She just kind of like dead-eyed looks at the camera and she's so like when I think of like Steely Dan talking about languid women, like, but fun, right?
Yeah.
Like down to get into trouble, trolling for trouble, has her quirky sidekick who's just like full of energy, which is Joanna Storm. And she's just, hey, I'll lose my job. It's great.
It's so, so great. I love it. And yeah, definitely want to see more. And actually, Tara, we are going to do an episode at some point where we are going to cover a Busby Berkeley movie.
You want to do Dancing Lady? What do you want to do?
Well, what I'm saying is we're going to do a Busby Berkeley and a porn because the porn Blonde Ambition is based on 30s musicals. So we're going to do an episode where we do both. So I'm excited to do that. But some of the other girls here at camp, we got Kimberly Carson as Veronica, I believe. Yes, that is her name, Veronica. She's the curly black-haired one. and they're all just ready to just get into some
Veronica
trouble.
What's her name, Kimberly Carson?
Yeah.
She, I would say, is the most traditionally bad at acting, but everything.
I hear you, but I think she's pretty good.
But it's great. No, she's terrible, but everything else she does is just primo, fantastic. I love her. I also think that she's got to be, like, fun to be around.
Yeah.
Seems like a good person, you know what I mean? But no, her acting's really stiff. She has like the classic like stiff delivery, like trying not to look at the camera type of thing, but I love it. I don't want to sound like I'm being critical because she is fantastic, especially like let's discuss the what the girls do at this camp. So at my camp, a conservation camp, we did those things. We also would go cut a fire break and you'd go like saw down trees and cut fire breaks. Instead of doing fishing and shooting, these ladies did a lot of aerobics.
It's great. The aerobic scene's great. You loved it. You immediately when it came out, you did the Tara squeal.
Oh my God. Yeah. I was so happy about the aerobic scene. And then they all have to like get their butts all grassy because they're like doing aerobics over in the grass.
And like, Joanna Storm's like, I'm so tired. I just want to die.
I want to die. Yeah. Like, I love the aerobics, but like, even like, going down, thinking about a time when people could be titillated just by watching people do aerobics.
Yeah,
like,
80s, baby.
I love that scene.
In Friday 4 where he's the guy's watching the aerobics in the morgue.
Like, as a young lad, Mike, I feel like I'd be remiss if I didn't probe deeper into the hearts of a young lad in the 80s. Did you watch a workout show and get horny?
I mean, probably. I don't necessarily have specific.
Did you ever just put it on and watch it and just be like, wow?
I mean, I don't know if I ever necessarily put it on just to watch, but if it was on. Yeah, look, I never went through the girls are icky phase. I was always like, oh, no, I'm into them.
Yeah, I think we get that from you.
Yes.
So.
I definitely enjoyed seeing
that.
Because I loved it. Yeah.
I loved doing workout shows and workout videos and tapes, but I did feel, and I loved the little scrunchy socks and like the whole, I loved the tights with the thong on top of it, like all of it. And especially talking about like the Saved by the Bell when Jesse Spano, Elizabeth Berkley.
You mean Nomi?
And when Nomi did her version of it too. Like fantastic. But there were certain ladies who did the videos where you were like, this is not a hard workout. This is just for guys to jerk off to. Like, there were times when I would feel that way.
Well, thank God for those girls.
And especially the ones on MTV. There were a few on MTV or was VH1, one of the two. But those were kind of aerobics jerk out videos. I mean, I'm not complaining.
Aerobics jerk out.
Aerobics jerk out videos. I'm not complaining. I'm just saying this felt wasn't very challenging. So... we got that. We got grassy butts. We got aerobics. And then something wild happens, Mike. I mean, this is kind of what the big plot twist of the film is, that one of the other activities that the girls are going to do is go on a 10-speed bicycle race through the country. But guess what? They flattened their teacher's tires and they went off on their own. So all the girls broke out and went off to have some adventure and to get into trouble and troll for trouble.
They do. But actually before that, and maybe... you didn't note it, but I wanted to note the great scene with Paul Thomas and the other head counselor.
Oh, that's true.
Because that happens before it.
No, that's true.
And that's where, when we were like, oh, man, this
that's
is
where
good.
This is sexy. Yeah,
I guess you weren't taking notes. You were like, this is good.
That's where we got to see KY Jelly in a metal tube.
This scene's great. I
forgot about that.
I believe.
She said.
Go ahead.
Oh, my God. She's so hot.
Yes.
She said, a man has a responsibility to his body and so does a woman.
Perfect.
And I love her big, perfect. Big teeth and her gummy smile. Just, oh,
this
I think
one,
everybody wants to.
Yeah. I like that she's like, because he's like, these girls are going to get me fired. I'm like, I have, you know, like, and she, I like that she like, I'll take care of you so you don't get fired. You know what I mean? That's really nice.
That's really nice of her. I'm laughing because I was just about to say, everybody wants to give her some toothpaste to brush those big teeth with, if you know what I mean. But, sorry, that was incredibly rude.
It's not at all, Tara. You're killing it.
Oh,
I love it.
Lord. And you know what's great about her, too, is she is a rare case of multiple tattoos in the 1980s.
Yeah, but like only like two, so it just seems like, oh, whoa.
But that would have been like really shocking. She has like a dragon on her shoulder blade and then some other, I don't know, I thought it might be like a dragon? Is it, you think it's a dragon or a bird? It looks hot. I love it.
It is great. But Terry, you're right. I do love the bicycles. You know, I like when they're all just bicycling around.
And our boy Jess would be so happy that Shauna Grant is bicycling around in red tights and a t-shirt, essentially.
Yeah.
With no panties under those red tights.
Yeah. So I guess we should note Shauna Grant and her character in this movie. She's the new girl at camp. And her dad, she says, you know, her dad is a rich guy and she's a Catholic. This is important. This leads to an important plot
point. Yeah, she wears a giant crucifix around her neck at all times.
And she just seems like this, she's, you know, she's the innocent, right? She's just this rich.
She's not looking to bang all the time like the other chicks. And that makes them think that she's a goody two shoes.
But Shauna Grant,
she's stuck up.
Of course, one of the infamous tragic characters in 80s pornography. Less than a year later after making this film, she will have taken her own life. She came from Minnesota, Colleen Applegate, her real name. And, you know, she just got in over her head very quickly. She got very into cocaine, very into hanging with nefarious characters.
Well, she moved out with her boyfriend and was looking for a job, and they found an agency that did nude modeling, and it was, for what it was, I'm going to say above board, but as much as you would be, like, it was legit. She was in Penthouse and other magazines, and they were saying, like, don't be too much the it girl, because the only place that this leads is going to be in porn. And so when her boyfriend tapped out and said, this life isn't for me, we're getting in over our heads, this pent-up life is leading to porn, he moved home and joined the army, and then she stayed behind, and guess what she did? Developed a big coke habit.
Yes, and apparently she
started porn.
Yeah, and apparently she sometimes would be a you know, on the set, people would, she'd be late, she'd be flaky.
They said she had a lack of enthusiasm during scenes.
Which, in this movie, she
did.
I thought she was great.
Didn't really think she did. I thought she had an appropriate level. Like, she's really stunningly beautiful.
Well, and just, I think for her character in this movie, it is, she's more demure, Tara. Sleazy.
She was absolutely demure. Yeah.
We definitely have a bunch of movies with her in it, I'm sure we'll discuss as the episodes go on here. But it's
so sad that, I mean, she killed herself. Like, her coke dealing boyfriend was sent to jail and called her and said she has to move out of his place.
They were in Palm Springs,
and so she took her own life on their bed.
But, and what is it, Tara, that she was found in between the mattresses?
Oh yeah, so she was, this is, as I call it, there's a California king, which is a mattress that's really big, and then there's what I call the European king, which is just two mattresses pushed together. And they had a European king because she was found slid down between the two mattresses on their bed.
And she had already been retired from porn. She only did porn for a year.
And did 30 films.
Yeah, 30 films. Yeah. And you know, she was huge. She won awards. Like,
yeah.
At one of the award shows, famously, Francis Ford Coppola was at her table. I mean, she was so famous. She dated Jamie Gillis, all this. And just burned out so fast and just got so wrapped up in coke and her coke dealing boyfriend, and yeah, ended up taking her life. So definitely one of the tragic porn stories from this.
I know,
time.
I should have taken a screenshot. One of the people that worked with her was a famous photographer. He said it like actually was sad to see, because she was such the quintessential, like, sweet and innocent person coming in, and then seeing that transformation into something more tragic was just really palpable.
But again, it works for her in this movie, the way that sweet and innocent demeanor is part of what her character in this movie. So it totally works.
Yeah. And I am sad that so much darkness entered her life so quickly.
Absolutely. But we honor you, Shauna Grant. So the ladies are on their bike trip. One of them just sees a fisherman, Eric Edwards. And just, it's
yeah,
one
let's
that
talk
we just,
about something a little more lighthearted.
Well,
a
you know, we got
it's all part of it.
It's all part. So this is a fun one.
A lovely trailer. There's a gentleman. I'm assuming, Mike, he's probably trout fishing. You know the difference between trout fishing and other fishing?
Tara, you're the one who went to camp, so why don't you tell me and the listeners?
Well, I'm not trying to flex about fishing, but he's wearing waders. He's standing in the middle of a stream. When you have those flies and you're waving them above the water because the you want to dazzle the fish by what's happening up there, when you're not just like dropping a line into the water and, you know, letting it chill and reeling it back, that's you're gonna be fishing for trout almost always. They like it active. They like the flies. They like the bugs. They like to see that stuff. So he's not catching anything. He thinks all the fish have left. But guess what? He does catch some fish. But some fish hiding out in his trailer.
Yeah, absolutely. This one's great. This is a quick one where the girl, you don't see her before or after, and you don't see Eric Edwards before.
But she was
fantastic.
This is
just an isolate. She's great.
Yeah, she just shows up out of nowhere, and she was like, later, girls, I got this one. And they're like, are you okay? Are you sure? She was like, yeah, I see what I need.
I got this. And she gets it, and she takes it.
She does. But we didn't see her much because she was one of the ladies that got lost at the airport when Paul Thomas was trying to pick them up, and he found her like over in the baggage hold of someone else. So she's always off getting into little sneaky trouble somewhere.
Yeah.
Relatable. You know, and it's so funny, like, seeing these things and like, you know, as a teen, as a even later than teen, who wasn't looking for trouble to get into? You know what I mean? Like, before the internet, like, this is a different type of looking for trouble. I can't imagine how much trouble people can find to get into now. But, like, really, really, I don't think this is that inaccurate.
Well, and I think listeners of Underground Espionage will be like, yeah, you guys go looking for trouble constantly.
How do you
think?
Anybody hit us up. Did you go looking for trouble? I would... Oh my God, the things I probably shouldn't even say the things that I would do, much Lord. Like our friend, like we would get on the CB and like tell people where we were, trying to get people to bring us beer. Like, we're two ladies and we're in stranded and we're underage. Can you bring us some beer? And we would like give our address out. We would hang out in like my friend's King Cab. Like, her dad was a trucker, and so we would sleep there at night so we could just, you know, do whatever. We did all kinds. We would go to places and just be like, will you buy us beers? Will you buy us beers? Will you buy us beers? We think you're cute. We'll hang out with you if you buy us beer. Like, all this shit. Like, we totally did that as minors in Kentucky. Maybe
so
that's just a Kentucky thing. Maybe that's just a summer camp thing.
The summer camp girls.
Well, I think the real, like, this movie, like, if you're watching this, like, already you've seen lots of hot and steamy scenes. You're probably already very aroused. But by the time you get to the Bent Oak, you're like, this film is on another level.
So good.
Because truly, like, every moment after this is absolute magic.
Yes, absolutely. This is, it never lets down. And yeah, we're getting to the Bent Oak. Shauna Grant, Kimberly Carson show up at this biker bar and are looking for trouble.
And Kimberly Carson is the more experienced of the two, and she really wants a beer. She won't be served, so she knows a way to bait them into giving her a beer. So she is going to play some pool, you know, in a very suggestive way, and maybe just go fishing in her own way and just entice them into the point that they can no longer not give her a beer. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And by beer, I mean dick.
Exactly.
And so, like, I apologize for my language. And
Sarah,
so
we're talking about porn. It's okay.
Oh, well, great. So then, well, I prefer the term cock. So then we have Animal's biker crew that come in at the same time. And this is going to be trouble because, you know, whereas two gals might be able to take on six dudes generally, if you know.
Especially in a film such as this.
Shauna's backing out. Oh, and I did also say, because her name in this is Angela, too. And I was like, sleepaway camp. This is the sleepaway camp, but her name's Angela. But she, that's about the only thing she shares in common with Angela is being at a camp. That's about it. And the name. So Angela is just not up for it. And so she hasn't even revealed that she's had sex before. So you kind of have the impression that she's just a little less experienced, right?
Absolutely.
She's like, I can't take on the entire biker gang. So what's her name? Veronica.
Veronica, yes.
Yes, I can't remember her.
Kimberly Carson.
Kimberly Carson.
Veronica, yes.
It's just like, it's okay, babe. I got this.
Yeah.
And I love it. Her attitude is fantastic. Like, she owns the room. She owns the situation. The last two guys standing are going to have more pussy than they can handle.
Yep. She says that they got to fight each other, and the last two guys standing, just like you said, Tara,
they're going to be drowning in pussy. And she actually says, toss these boys out and lock the door because it's pussy time.
Amazing.
And okay, that is a masterful performance. But I think, you know what? I've felt guilty this entire time. Like, I didn't want to seem like I'm criticizing her acting talent, but I'm saying her talent, like when she said it's pussy time, like she said it perfectly. I just think that doing this little, like the bit scenes in between scenes, it's not her forte.
I mean, when again, she's I just in didn't, the scene, I didn't feel that way, but you can feel
when she's in the moment, when she's in the scene, when the shit's going it's down, she, when it's pussy time, she is like an absolute star.
She's
you know
great.
What I mean?
She takes
fantastic.
Down these two cowboys. Yes. Just like a,
every
like a
bit,
pro.
Every bit is just like, wow, perfection. So I don't want to sound critical. I'm just saying, like, maybe she is bored. She doesn't want to read lines. She doesn't want to, like, pretend she's, like, bored and sitting by a pool. She wants to get down to the nitty gritty. She wants it to be pussy time. She's, you know, fishing with her ass. You know what I'm saying? So anyway, they have a devil's triangle. And this is where we get the bonkers soundtrack that's like ding 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 ding.
Because they're bikers
ding, ding, ding.
And cowboys.
Bikers. What do
bikers
they? What do
cowboys.
You? If you're in a bar called the Bent Oak where bikers meet cowboys, that's what you play. You play that.
It makes sense.
Specific chord progression. You go to a sock hop.
It makes
and
sense.
So anyway, it's fantastic.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
the cowboys are happy. Their mustaches stay on. I thought they were fake for a moment, but I don't think they were. I think they were just.
The fake mustache comes later.
Yeah, okay. Well.
Well, back at camp, our head counselor is pretty mad because they're, where are the girls? They're all gone. Paul Thomas, you need to go find these girls.
Because one of the dads.
Shauna's dad.
Is a mobster.
Shauna's dad.
He's a mobster and he's going
to
shoot them all up.
He wants to
if
come.
If she's not there.
He wants to come see.
I think when she hung up the phone, you hear like, I'm going to rip your tits off. Something of that nature.
And so. Our man Paul Thomas, Greg, as his name is in the movie, needs to go find these girls. Cut to Tammy and Susie.
Mike, his name's actually Greg.
Joanna Storm and Danielle shivering, wet from a storm in the barn, and we begin one of the greatest scenes.
I think you know who I would be in this film. Because here's why. Well, one, I wouldn't go into a barn with hay.
Well, but
as other
I said,
than
let's
the
take
allergies,
that out. Let's just take that out. It doesn't matter.
Aside,
it doesn't matter.
This hay seems pretty clean. Like, I would hang out in a barn.
We're not going to.
They bring snacks.
They bring snacks.
They bring a basket. Like, yeah. I don't know how they get caught in a rainstorm on their bicycles. Then they have to run into a barn and take their wet clothes off and sit on a horse blanket on a hay bale. But they did bring a basket of hot dogs, Mike. And I did see chips in there, too.
Hey, they did really good. So immediately we're like, Tara.
Oh.
You're like, yes, this is
yes,
what you
they
do.
Are thinking that is what you do. You think ahead. You're prepared. You get a basket of hot dogs and you go hole up for a minute. And I love that they got wet and their hair started getting that, like, you know, when you have, like, bleached or overprocessed hair, Mike, I don't know if you know this, but it becomes more porous, so when you get it wet, it won't stay straight. Like, it won't stay curly. It just, it does that, like, damaged hair wavy thing, and theirs does that, and it's so hot.
It is so hot, and I also love this setup.
The
where,
straw hair and
where
the straw
like,
haystacks.
Have you ever, like, been with a girl? Like, no, I've never. Like, I've never. I love that. Like,
well,
I
I've messed around with them a little.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
I've
yeah.
never gone all the way.
Yeah, I love that. I do. I love the setups like that. I think
yes.
it's so fun, like. I do think
their little sexy talk.
Yeah, because it's I mean,
conversation.
It's so the absurdity,
yeah,
makes it fun and just like also like you know that these two girls in real life have done
definitely.
This plenty of times. So like I love
yeah,
that.
Well,
right?
I think the word is campy.
Yeah,
you know what
I
mean?
The
they come in and they're
it.
Like, "Oh,
the
I'm so cold. Let's take our clothes off.
I
they're too
it.
Wet. Oh, I'm hugging you.
It.
Your body feels so good." And then I like that they're like, "Do you want to play pretend?"
Yeah.
I just really wish you were Greg. And
yeah.
they say Greg.
Yeah.
I really wish you were Greg. Oh,
yeah.
I'll be Greg. Hold
yeah.
on. Ooh, here you are.
And it's so great. The dialogue in this whole scene is amazing. And yes,
yes.
Eventually leading to when Greg does show up and says multiple times to Joanna Storm, "You talk too much." She goes, "I know."
She goes, "I know."
Yeah.
And she does know.
She does not shut up the entire time.
Thank God. I don't want her to shut
neither
up.
Neither is
it's
Danielle.
Great.
They both, neither
no,
of them, they don't shut
neither
up.
Neither of them do.
They're constantly, they are, the enthusiasm is off the charts.
But they're so funny and they're smiling so much. And he's like, "I could lose my job." And they're like, "We're not going to do that to you. We would never do that
oh,
to
yeah.
you."
Joanna Storm goes, "We gotcha.
We gotcha."
Yeah, yeah.
Like, they're so funny. fun. Like, I just love this whole scene is just like so cute.
Yeah.
It's so fun. Then they have the, you know, their nice little session, which there's is some great super set, hot.
There's some great, like actual like positionings where like there it really is like as I oh. call these this the angels triangle and, he keeps and there saying, is some angels triangles.
And he keeps saying like I should spank you. You've been so bad. She was like spank me and then fuck me.
Yeah, it's so great. It's,
spank me and then fuck me.
It's so great.
I'm like smiling so much.
I know.
And they're like Greg, come on, Greg.
Yeah. And again, it goes for a while, but you're just with it the whole time because it is just such it's the best mood. It's
yeah,
like the
it's that thing
mood.
Where everybody's being playful and they have like their little play acting thing they're doing, but it's still like very hot and it just I don't know it's a fantastic scene. It's one of my favorite scenes in any porn.
Yeah, absolutely. Just
I love
period,
it so much.
Any,
I love
and,
it.
And
everybody in it is great.
And you know Danielle, you know to talk about her just a little bit more. She is so great too, and again just great vibe. Some of her her quotes are the most exciting things to me sexually are things that are spontaneous, unplanned. That's very exciting. So I try not to plan things. I've done a lot of my sexual fantasies and have lived them out, right? And so like she's totally that. I believe you only live once, so make the most of it and try to be happy, try to experience all different things. Like I love that that's her vibe. And she's from Sacramento, and you know she did a lot. Did a lot of scenes, and unfortunately,
she's so pretty too.
Unfortunately, did pass away in 2011. Joanna Storm is still alive, but Shauna Grant and Danielle no longer with us. But we salute you 100%. And thank you for all you've done for us. Yes, this is truly as I said, the cover scene from this movie, just pure, pure.
In all the ways. So now that they've finally like lived out their fantasy, they're ready to go back to camp. And when they do, they find out that their friend's missing. And so Mobster Dad has to go find his daughter, who he hears is holed up in a shack somewhere.
And this is where the fake mustache comes into play because the dad does have the fake mustache.
I know. I wonder why. He's wearing a white suit. What are those hats called? Panama Jack hats? I don't remember what those are.
That's what I would call it.
Yeah, he actually looks like Panama Jack, but he has a fake black mustache. He has a silly accent. I love it. It's very, it adds that element of like terrible porn to it. Like, you know what I mean? It's great. Exposition. It's fantastic. So
we have.
Wouldn't change it for the world. And again, another thing like in Sleepaway Camp.
Exactly. But we have Shauna Grant, who is walking home from the bar, and JD and Animal do pick her up. And JD and Animal's like Animal's pretty nasty, you know. Like
he's literally trying to rape her. I mean, yes. He takes her. JD wants nothing to do with it.
Yeah, and what's great is Carla is like, oh, Animal's gonna rape her. That's great. Like she's like,
that's great.
She's so happy about
it. Disgusting.
Yeah, she's like, oh, that's what she needs.
That stuck up bitch. Yeah. That's exactly what she needs. She thinks she's too good to fuck everyone.
But when Carla says that, it's important, Tara, because JD, you can see in his eyes, he has a change of heart.
I agree.
He's like, you know what? I really like her.
Yeah, she sat down and talked to him. They had like an emotional connection, and maybe that's something he had never had with a lady. They had never taken the time to see what he thinks about life and how he is. And so he wanted to protect her because she was so vulnerable and sweet. So what's he do?
They go drive up to the barn.
So he trades Carla and a pair of aviator sunglasses.
Yes. To Animal.
To Animal for Angela.
Exactly.
And what a knight what a great, in shining armor.
And what's great is Animal has already tied up Angela, Shauna Grant. And when JD goes to untie her, Tara, she says, I know you had to write this down.
I'm so tied up inside. These ropes don't mean anything. I need you. I need you like this.
So great. And so JD, in our first scene, he has very rough sex with Carla. He's turned into a smooth operator here and has very passionate. And even at one point he says, I'm going to make love to you.
I'm going
to
to make like he said a lot of very erotic things, Mike.
So this is our character arc throughout Summer Camp Girls.
It's like all
JD.
Of a sudden this is like a, and she was like, I get sheltered too much. Like all of a sudden this is like a lesson to like, don't try to hide everything from your kids because they're going to eventually find it and you want to make them equipped for what they come across in life. And that's then right.
life lessons.
He says, let's make love, baby. Oh, you make me tingle inside, baby. Oh, you make me come, baby. All my love. And then he said something like, sweetheart. And then he blasts.
And then he blasts. And
all my love, baby.
You know, they've fallen in love. And we see this the arc of JD.
And we see how sweet and innocent she is because she has straight blonde pubes.
That's true. But Tara, after they've made this love, the dad shows up and he's pissed.
Of course, he's going to kill him. He's got a henchman. He's got a gun.
With a gun. And right when the gun comes out, JD does the sign of the cross. And the dad says,
he genuflex.
What did you just do? He's like, I did the sign of the cross. Like, why did you do that? He goes, because I'm Catholic. He goes, you're Catholic?
This is great. How many kids do you want? You want a big family? Yeah. I love big families.
He's like, I'll give you a casino. He's like, what do you want? What for? He goes, your wedding present. And that's the end of the movie. Credits roll. And it's a happy ending. JD and Angela are going to be married together. JD, we've seen him go from a rough and tumble, nasty dude to
a quasi-rapist.
To a Catholic married man.
Thank goodness.
We've seen
he's not in a shack anymore. He's going to have a casino now.
We've seen Tammy and Susie live their dreams.
They finally got balled by their counselor.
And they balled each other.
With hot dogs.
We see Kimberly Carson. Well, we didn't mention that, actually. Yes, that's true.
And they had extra hot. That's why I said they brought snacks.
Oh, right. And yes.
And they used the hot dog.
Yes, Tammy does insert the hot dog.
But not in a gross way. Like,
it's hot. It's still hot.
Yeah. Like, I mean, there is a way that putting like a squishy hot dog inside of a lady seems like it would be rude or disrespectful, but I don't think
it plays that way. In this context, it's great.
Yeah, in other contexts, it would be horrible.
Kimberly Carson has a great devil's triangle in a bar. She really wanted that. Our one girl bangs Eric Edwards fishing. She just wanted that.
That's all she wanted.
Our female camp counselor gets to bang the head male camp counselor, and they had a great time. Everybody,
Tara Eyre. I mean, really,
yeah,
truly, she
goes
to
the animal, and she belongs to the animal.
She is an animal herself. She had a mean mouth, like she. You know, I think that they kind of have dispositions that match each other a little more. And truly, like, animal's not going to run around; he's just going to like own her.
I agree. So really, everything works out for
all
everyone.
Wrapped up, nice and tight, little bow, boop.
Absolutely. Done. And there is Summer Camp Girls, one of the great 1980s porn films. Hey, you know what?
Great job. Okay,
clap it up.
Great job.
Absolutely great one. One that we've watched many times and we'll watch many more times. A favorite here in the underground espionage household. The household that has been upgraded with mirrored cabinets and tiled bathrooms. I like how we keep calling it tiled bathroom,
it's,
by the way.
But look, it is
a tile.
Okay, so look, the floor was covered in this terrible brown linoleum directly on wood, and it was funky and shoddily done. So I got some very nice, made for a bathroom, waterproof, slip resistant tile that is also linoleum. And then I put it on top. That's fine. Because if I put real tile down, I have a feeling they might charge us. We might lose our deposit, which we don't even remember how much we paid at this point. So who cares?
And honestly, we're probably just going to be here for the rest of our lives. So it's just like, you know what?
I know. That's what I'm saying. We're just going to rent the apartment next door, and then we'll keep this one and have the one next door. And that's how we're going to expand.
I love it.
And or the one.
And we're going to make it a barn like in Summer Camp Girls, but it's going to be not real hay.
Here's what we're
going
to do. So we are going to get the one under us so we can jump up and down on the floor anytime we want. I think that's the one you got to do.
I am into it, Tara. Let's put it out in the world.
Because I want a jump rope. Okay.
Let's put it out in the world. Well, we don't have next week's episode planned out, but I'm sure we will post something so that you can prepare. We'll
or if you have a suggestion, hit us up.
People have been hitting us
up
with suggestions, Tara. And
I would like to
know.
It'll
be all stuff that we're certainly going to do.
Okay.
So excited. Love hearing, again, as we say, love hearing everyone's feedback. Love hearing what you guys want to hear us cover. People have been sending us.
Got some great Verhoeven suggestions, so thank you
That. Thank you for that, for some of the early ones that we've never seen. And like we said last episode, you know, we do have a lot coming from the Vinegar Syndrome sale, but we still have a lot of stuff that we haven't gotten to yet. So certainly plenty to talk about here, and love being here week in and week out. So keep in touch with the places that you keep in touch to see what we will be doing next week.
Thank you for being here with us today.
Absolutely. And everyone, I hope you have fun at summer camp this summer.